Hey, little thinkers.
Let's think big.
Hello there, little thinkers. Welcome to another Braintastic adventure on our podcast.
Hey, Ben. I've been thinking about something absolutely mind-blowing today. Have you ever heard of magic triangles?
Magic triangles? That sounds like something a wizard would draw. Are we talking about triangles that can disappear and reappear?
Ha ha ha! Not that kind of magic, but it's still pretty magical. Imagine you have a triangle made of 9 circles, and you need to put the numbers 1 through 9 in those circles.
Okay, so far so good. Picture a triangle with 9 spots for numbers. That's like having a number puzzle party.
Exactly! But here's where it gets thinkalicious. You have to arrange these numbers so that when you add up each side of the triangle, they all equal the same number.
Wait a minute. You mean if I add the numbers on the left side, the right side, and the bottom, they all have to be the same total? That's like trying to balance 3 seesaws at once.
Bullseye! And get this. Mathematicians discovered there are exactly 4 different ways to make it work with the magic sum of 17.
4 ways? That's incredible. It's like finding 4 different keys that all unlock the same treasure chest.
My curiosity engine is purring. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine the triangle has 3 corners and 3 sides. Each corner number gets counted twice because it's part of 2 sides.
Oh, so the corner numbers are like the popular kids at school who belong to 2 different clubs at the same time.
That's a perfect way to think about it. The corner numbers work extra hard because they help make 2 sides add up correctly.
But, Pia, how do mathematicians even figure out that 17 is the magic number? Do they just guess and check like when I'm looking for matching socks?
Great question. They use something called math detective work. First, they add up all the numbers from 1 to 9. That gives us 45 total.
45? That's like having 45 marbles to share. But how does that help us find 17?
Here's where it gets brain twisty. Remember how corner numbers get counted twice? So we're actually counting some numbers extra times when we add up all 3 sides.
My brain is doing somersaults trying to follow this. It's like when you count the same cookie twice because you forgot you already counted it.
Exactly. So mathematicians figured out that if each side equals 17 and we add all 3 sides together, we get 51. But we only have 45 total, so the corners must add up to 6 extra.
Ka-boom! So the mathematicians work backwards like detectives solving a mystery. They figure out what the answer should be before they even start placing numbers.
You've got it. It's like knowing the final score of a game before you start playing. The math gives them clues about where to look.
But wait, there's more, isn't there? I have a feeling this triangle magic gets even more mysterious.
Oh, my colorful mind, yes. Get ready for this. You can make magic triangles with completely different sets of numbers, too.
Different numbers? You mean we don't have to use 1 through 9? It's like having a different flavor of ice cream, but still making it taste perfectly balanced.
Perfect comparison. Mathematicians discovered you can use the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 11, and 12 to make a magic triangle with the sum of 27.
Hold on. That's skipping 7, 8, and 9, but adding 10, 11, and 12. It's like playing musical chairs with numbers.
Idea explosion. And somehow, magically, those numbers still create perfect balance in the triangle. Isn't that absolutely wonderful?
My brain just hit the jackpot. But how do mathematicians even think to try different number combinations? Do they just wake up one morning and say, "Let me try some random numbers today"?
Ha 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 ha! Not quite random, but you're touching on something fascinating. Mathematicians are like pattern hunters. They notice that numbers have secret relationships.
Secret relationships? You mean numbers are like friends who have inside jokes that only they understand?
That's actually a brilliant way to think about it. Numbers do have special connections. Like how even numbers are always friends with 2, and odd numbers never divide evenly by 2.
And mathematicians study these friendships to predict what might work together in magic triangles. It's like being a number matchmaker.
Mind spark. You just described mathematical research perfectly. They look for patterns, test theories, and discover hidden connections that seem invisible to the rest of us.
But here's what's boggling my brain. How do they know they've found all the solutions? Like, how do they know there are exactly 4 ways and not 5 or 3?
Ooh, that's the most thinkalicious question yet. mathematicians use something called systematic checking. They explore every single possibility.
Every single possibility? That sounds like counting every grain of sand on a beach. How do they not get lost in all those numbers?
They're very organized about it. It's like sorting your toy box. They have rules and systems that help them check everything without missing anything or checking twice.
So they're like super organized librarians who can find any book in a giant library. They have methods and systems that guide their search.
Absolutely right. And here's something even more amazing. They use computers now to help check all those possibilities super quickly.
Computers are like mathematical superheroes with lightning-fast calculation powers. They can probably check thousands of number combinations while I'm tying my shoes.
Even faster than that. But here's the cool part. Humans still have to tell the computers what to look for and how to organize the search.
So it's like humans are the directors of a movie, and computers are the super fast actors who can perform the scenes perfectly.
That's a fantastic comparison. The human brain provides creativity and insight, while computers provide speed and accuracy.
But Pia, I'm wondering, are there magic triangles hiding everywhere around us? Like, could I find one in my breakfast cereal or something?
Ha 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 ha. Well, your cereal might not be arranged in magic triangles, but mathematical patterns are hiding everywhere. In flower petals, spider webs, even in music.
In music? You mean when I sing my favorite song, there might be secret math hiding in the melody?
Absolutely. Musical notes have mathematical relationships. When notes sound good together, it's because their sound wave patterns create mathematical harmony.
Wonder waves. So when I play piano and some chords sound beautiful together, it's because the numbers behind the notes are friends.
You just connected music and math in the most beautiful way. Numbers really are the hidden language that describes so many things in our world.
This is making me see math in a completely different way. Instead of just being homework, it's like a secret code that explains how amazing things work.
That's exactly what mathematicians feel every day. They're like code breakers discovering the secret patterns that make the universe tick.
So when a mathematician looks at a magic triangle, they're not just seeing numbers and circles. They're seeing a beautiful puzzle piece of how reality works.
My brain is tingling with joy hearing you say that. Every magic triangle is like a tiny window into the elegant organization of mathematics.
I have an idea. What if we could create our own magic triangle adventure? Like, could kids listening try to make one themselves?
Brain-tastic idea. Here's a fun challenge for our little thinkers. Draw a triangle and put 9 circles on it, 3 on each side, with 1 at each corner.
Yes. And then try putting the numbers 1 through 9 in those circles to make each side add up to 17. It's like being a mathematical detective.
And if 17 seems tricky, you could try making your own magic triangle with smaller numbers. Maybe use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
That would make a smaller triangle, but still magical. It's like starting with magic triangle training wheels before riding the big triangle bicycle.
Perfect analogy. And here's a super cool fact. Every time you try different number combinations, you're doing real mathematical research.
So kids at home could be discovering new magic triangles that maybe no mathematician has ever found before. That's incredibly exciting.
Absolutely. Mathematics is still growing and changing. New patterns and relationships are being discovered all the time.
Curiosity overload. I love thinking about kids becoming mathematical explorers, searching for hidden patterns in numbers, just like treasure hunters.
And the best part is that every attempt teaches you something new about how numbers behave, even if you don't find a perfect solution right away.
It's like learning to cook. Even if your first pancake comes out a little wonky, you're still learning how ingredients work together.
That's a delicious comparison. And just like cooking, the more you practice with numbers, the better you get at sensing what might work.
So mathematicians develop a kind of number intuition. They can feel when a combination might create something magical.
Exactly. It's like having a superpower where you can sense mathematical harmony before you even finish the calculations.
Pia, this conversation has completely transformed how I think about numbers. They're not just symbols on a page. They're like living puzzle pieces.
And puzzle pieces that want to connect in beautiful, surprising ways. Every magic triangle is proof that numbers have their own artistic sense.
It's like numbers are secretly artists, creating balanced and elegant designs when we arrange them just right.
What a beautiful way to end our exploration. Numbers as artists, mathematicians as pattern detectives, and magic triangles as windows into mathematical wonder.
To all our little thinkers out there, remember that every time you play with numbers, you're joining a fantastic adventure that's been going on for thousands of years.
And who knows? Maybe you'll discover a new magic triangle pattern that will amaze mathematicians around the world.
Keep wondering, keep exploring. And remember, the most magical thing about magic triangles is that they show us how beautiful and mysterious our world really is.
Until next time, stay curious and keep thinking, little thinkers. Your brains are the most amazing pattern-finding machines in the universe.